Do you enjoy comedy bits from the Bob and Tom Show? Well, this is the podcast for you. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Hey, welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie G, here with Jess, Jessica, and Jason. I have one question. Have you guys bought any candy yet?
Yes.
Yes.
I've bought a lot of candy for here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of candy. There's secret candy. There's Drew's candy. There's the candy in the green room. There's candy in my office.
Who's the secret candy for or not? Four, if that makes sense. Why is
it's just a secret stash where if we're out of candy, there's a handful of people that know where to go.
Okay.
I think you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I avoid it because I know. And I know if I see it, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah. So if I'm not here, the people that I love know where to go for more candy.
Okay, now I can't say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say who it's not for, which means that's the people you don't love.
Well, she doesn't want it to like be gone the next day. Like they just take it home. Like, you know, we can really use a.
Yeah, I feel like there's some people that just like stop with their computer bag and just dump out the bowl.
Mm. Yeah, but then there's Josh who takes, you know, handfuls of waters and
that's why colas. We don't have bottled water.
I know, right? He kind of ruined that.
No, not handfuls, cases of bottled water. Yeah,
you know who started that tradition?
Yeah, Haywood.
Haywood did. Yeah.
Oh no,
Haywood would have two of our Bob and Tom plastic bags, like he was grocery shopping in there. Just fill them up, man. Yeah,
I know. Miss Pat would stop by on the way to a comedy show.
Yeah,
and well, kind of just grab some stuff.
There's a lot of people that use this place as a convenience store. That's for sure. Yeah,
I've definitely swung here, like on the way to do shows. Before I went to Cincinnati for something,
yeah.
I stopped by here and I got a diet soda.
Absolutely.
It was easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm glad that you guys do that.
Mm-hmm. When I went to college, I stole the computer out of the green room. No one knows that.
Are you serious?
No, that's a lie. I was just being silly. Oh. I got nothing. Didn't even get a slight pop. Everyone thought it was real.
No, I thought you did.
I think we were all in shock.
Yeah, a little
like,
bit.
Processing. Like you apparently Tom hates that word, but processing. Did he really steal a computer?
The other day, on air, on the big show, my dad was talking about how, like, oh, back in the day, all of the comedians were so pleased because no one had internet on their phones yet, and all the comedians could check their email in the green room before they went on air. And I was like, BS. I was in the green room playing miniclip.com, baby. I was playing addictinggames.com. I was doing Bubble Trouble.
That's
I was
funny.
Drinking four cherry Cokes, getting fired up before school day.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
But
of fun.
I do remember comedians checking their email.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, having that.
When did the iPhone come out? Like 07, 08?
Mm-hmm. Around
so,
then.
Yeah, so 05, 06.
Yeah, but that computer was in. That computer was in there until I came back here 4 years ago, and I took it out. That was one of the first things I did when I came. I was like, okay, we don't need a community computer. Yeah, everybody's got phones.
Mm-hmm.
Tore that thing out, put in a recycling bin.
That was a good way to get on like the Little Willie's S list. If you're a comedian, if you're a new comic, you come in there. The guys knew. Rodney Carrington,
right.
Henry Phillips, they knew not to bug me on the computer.
Right.
Some young gun comes in. They tell me they need to make sure their stand-up clip got posted because their agent told them, kick rocks, I'm playing games. Get out of here, Kostaki. I don't want to hear it.
Willie had a little bit of mobster in him. When he was a young boy.
Yeah.
I forget who it was, but somebody came in. He was kind of like a one and done guy. And he was like, hey, do you mind if I check my email on that? And I was like, oh, of course not. Like really polite.
Yeah.
I'm like 12. So I talk like this or whatever. But I was furious.
Yeah.
Inside my head, I was stewing.
Wilbur, did you go to therapy before this?
I did go to therapy before this.
Okay. That's the vibe I'm getting. Yeah.
Feeling good. Got it all out of there.
Good, good, good. I'm glad.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know.
That post-therapy glow?
I do. There's two. There's two post-therapies, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where it's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the, ooh, I feel lighter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh, my good. It's like a good workout, you guys.
Good.
You get in there. You do. You talk about your relationship with your parents. That's the leg press.
Right.
That's what gets it going.
Yeah, yep.
And then you talk about troubles at work. That's cardio.
Sure.
That's just, you're just on the treadmill. Yeah. You're just going through whatever your list of that week is.
Yeah.
And man, I wish I had a third example that was funny because I did the setup with the 1-2.
Yeah.
But I got nothing.
You
it was
nothing.
Just good.
You're supposed
nothing.
To cool down and stretch, but that cool down might be tears to kind of just get out the, you know.
The good call.
You know
whatever
what I say? Who needs to cry in therapy when you cry before therapy driving home from work,
yes,
baby?
True.
That's how you get it done.
That's true.
I don't like it when I would end a therapy session and I go, wait, I feel really sad. And I just like hit and I'm like, what happened? I was okay ending the call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I think, yeah, they found something. I didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then little Jessica's like, hey, feed me. And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Here's some sugar.
Yeah.
There you go. And then I go to Culver's.
That is, and I was really bummed. My therapy place is by that sandwich place that I'm always telling you guys about. The butcher shop with the deli in there. And I was like walking out and I was like, so, oh, I'm going to get my little Cubano.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to get a little pot roast from the grocer there. And I couldn't, I had to get here. I didn't make it happen. But mentally, I'm making an Italian beef tonight. I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm excited. That's not easy to pull off. Mm-hmm. You know, I made friends with a guy who they that they talked to for the bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the Italian beef guy. No. He's the Italian beef guy in Chicago.
Oh, hell yeah! How'd you talk to him?
I started following him, and then he followed me back, and now we like talk. And I'm like, what is going on? This feels so weird.
You think he's trying to give you some hot or sweet peppers? If you know what I'm
I'll
saying?
Take a little of that Italian beef. You know what I'm
saying? There we go.
See if he likes his beef dipped, if you know what I'm saying? I want to do a bunch of Italian beef puns, but they're all too horny, and I don't think people get them. Because it's all like
dipped,
wet or dry
wet or yeah, yeah.
hot
yeah.
and sweet. You want to put a little mozzarella on
you're
there.
Nailing it, Willie. You're absolutely nailing
let's,
it.
Let's get back. We've been gone. Now we're back. We didn't have to have a meeting. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes directly. I say meetings suck, but what if it's a haunted meeting?
There's no stopping it.
Okay, gang. We're all on for 4 o'clock on Tuesday.
There's no hiding from it.
I'll have Sarah send out an email.
There's no way out.
Okay. Hey, can I get anybody anything to drink? Some coffee, Diet Snapple, or how about some bottled water?
It's the haunted meeting.
All right, people. Hey, I know you're all busy, so thanks for taking the time. Hey, we need to be proactive and think outside the box 24/7 to achieve synergy. Touch base, talk the talk. Okay? Cell phones off, everybody.
It's the haunted meeting. And if all that envelope stretching, no I in team, bottom line babble ain't enough to petrify ya, get ready for the most frightening and terrifying meeting moment yet.
Okay, gang, let's bring in Jason. Fire up that PowerPoint.
The haunted meeting.
Okay, now let's take a look. See here at some pie chart slides. Now let's translate that into bar graphs.
The haunted meeting. But that's not all. Here's something you didn't expect. And you may not survive at all.
People, while we're brainstorming here, what do you say we conference in the LA office?
A meeting and a conference call. That's like two meetings in one. The haunted meeting.
Well, anyone? Come on, people, let's hear it. Remember what I always say, in a brainstorm, there's no such thing as a bad idea.
Bullcrap! A bad idea is a bad idea, and you'll forever be remembered and humiliated for it. It's the haunted meeting.
And if we all get on the same page here, people, we won't just make this a win-win, but we can have ourselves a win-win-win.
The haunted meeting.
Okay, well, we're all looking over the agenda. What do you say we have Betty bring in the deli tray?
The devil must have been listening. That's Marty Bender doing that voice, right?
That is Marty.
He poked his head through the little window
he
behind
did just
you.
Now?
Right as the bit ended, it kind of terrified
He really
me.
Wants to do a podcast with us.
Yeah?
He's too bossy. Coming in right now?
He's too bossy.
No. We just got to make it super
He'll tell us how
weird.
To change it, and by the end of it, we won't even have a podcast.
Well, I mean, he does that off of the podcast now, so it's fine.
He would come in, we'd have a meeting, and it would turn in from a podcast to an Instagram story series.
Yeah.
How can we make this?
10-second episodes.
Right.
Also, I really like that Jason, you like shot it down. You're like, we shouldn't do it. And Osmond was like, oh, is he going to come on?
I'm so excited. Yes. I was like, is this like the sneaky guest?
And so you can play that game. Who's naive? Who isn't?
Yeah.
And that's what we'll play. Yeah.
Well, I have one question on that. In that bit, they're like doing kind of the meeting cliches, yes. You know, the deli tray, the conference call. But at one point they say, Jason is coming in to do a PowerPoint. I have to ask, at that time, is there a chance that you gave a PowerPoint in a meeting that was so boring it got written into a script?
I have never done one here.
Okay.
At my prior job at Flavor Co. As we called it, I did the most incredible PowerPoint.
There's no such thing.
No, I did. I did. They asked me to do this little thing I was a part of, but I incorporated humor into two different ways. At the time, Dean was using this picture, looked like a frat guy, as this was the guy answering the phone.
Oh, okay.
I took it and put it in there, and this guy's name, I remember his name was Mark something, and he was a very straight-laced scientist. He was a flavor scientist, and he was just very, I'm very good. He was very good at his job.
Right.
And I said, hey, I happened to find an old college picture from Mark, and I put this picture of a wild man up.
Right.
Big laughs,
huge
laughs, and from the back, I just hear him, that's not me. That's not me. And then secondly, this was early days of the internet, but I found a reddish wig, because all the pictures of this one gal I had that was in my lab, she had changed her hair from the time I took the picture.
Oh, yeah.
And it was now blonde or something. And I had this wig swoop in and go over her head
to her hair now.
Yeah, and I said something before it. But I got huge laughs from it.
I was going to say, if anyone that's worked here and like your personality fits here, but in an office like that, it would kill.
You're the funniest person there. We all know that situation. Like, we all know, we're the funniest person in our friend group.
Yes.
That's just like every person that works here, okay, maybe with the exception of a couple, they are the funniest. They are the funniest people in their friend group. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I bet they just love Jason. What's Jason going to come up with next?
I know.
We had some fun. And like, it would kind of be fun to go back into the corporate world now.
No, we
having
couldn't.
20 years of experience with, and I could just steal all of Chick's things.
And Josh's absolutely. That's what we did growing up.
Yeah, that's exactly
all the kids that didn't get to listen to Bob and Tom or watch The Simpsons, we were ripping them off and saying it on the school bus.
Mm-hmm.
We're geniuses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were geniuses.
We were.
The idea of if I had to be like a guy that was funny in meetings, because I know that I always take comedy too personally, especially when it doesn't work. So I would be the guy like coming home to my wife being like, yeah, sweetheart, I bombed in the meeting today.
I know.
She's like, did it matter that you were funny? Being like, oh, no, not at all. It wasn't about, there was a bunch of layoffs, actually. It's super sad.
It's really, yeah.
I thought I was going to get some laughs in there, because that's what I need.
Oh, my gosh. Growing up, Max would do that. Okay, so this is what I said. This is how I said it. And nobody laughed. Like, it was the exact same way. He was always like, he would come home, I had the best laugh in PE today.
Yes.
You know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh. I was killing. I had tags ready. I did a little crowd work with a gym teacher. It was fun. Yeah. I went through my English teacher's purse in front of everybody. Right. I was running out of material. I was working up there.
Like, if I would have, because Seinfeld was after my high school days, but had I had Seinfeld in my head, I would have done the Costanza walk off,
absolutely,
walk out of the class. Yeah.
I love that.
Laugh.
Yeah.
You couldn't get away with it, but.
No, you guys, I feel like we're like prisoners. Like, we can't live on the outside. Like, I'm about to take another job, and I'm terrified of what I'm going to accidentally say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, jokes that kill here will get me fired somewhere else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think men are very good at compartmentalizing.
Sure.
So I'm in my work,
yeah,
and then I go home.
For sure.
I'm in that box,
yeah,
and then with my buddies, I'm in a different box,
sure,
and I'm a little more on, because,
right,
as
right,
you said,
yeah,
we're the funniest one in our friend group.
Can you stop talking about being in boxes?
I didn't know if anybody else was going to say it, but...
I'm trying to think outside the bun, more of a Taco Bell. I'm a Taco Bell guy myself.
Hey, can I just say how fortuitous that bit was when Marty made fun of a meeting and a conference call,
yeah,
which is... what we do now
it's
is Zoom calls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That those two things were separate.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's weird.
You guys, I had work. I still do. I love my job. Let me rephrase. my former life before being full time here at the Bob and Tom Show, I was around sales meetings and sales teams. I was in sales. I am in sales and marketing. And there is nothing better than a sales meeting to talk about your sales goals and hitting your goals. And now we got to work on our projections and attrition. And let's have a meeting to get together before this meeting. And then later we're going to recap with another meeting. It is awful.
It took me so long to realize she was being sarcastic. Because you kind of have a personality type where I feel like you're like,
I'm
oh,
not
we
got to
talk about our goals?
Willie.
You love goals?
No.
I'm just saying they over talk about every goal every day. It's like, where are we at? How are you on your local? How are we on this new business? Right. Come on, people. We got to hit the ground running. It turns into the Gary whatever bobber guy.
Yeah.
Gary Goldie. The Gooey guy.
Oh, Gary,
ABC.
See.
Always be closing. And then it's like, I'm scared.
Wait, Gordon Gekko?
Yeah, that's who.
The Gary Golden guy is Gordon
Gary
Gekko?
B.
My brain's going too fast. I can't even do it. You know, that movie.
No, I think you're doing the Alec Baldwin thing, right? Yes.
Gecko.
You're saying Gecko. Stop saying Gecko.
I said Gary Goldman, and that was wrong, too.
Gary Goldman. What you talking about, Osman?
Willie is on it.
I'm having fun. Do you guys have any costumes yet, at least for the kids or for you?
Yeah. Addie's going to be a police officer, which it's been a job to find a appropriate police officer costume.
Mm-hmm. What was the seed that produced this?
She loves Zootopia the movie.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So the bunny is a cop and she likes that, which that sounds really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she turned 17 today.
Right.
And she's like, I like the one with the skirt. And I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Is she going to wear bunny ears?
I don't know. That's why I was trying to find bunny ears to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
I want you to do that old Mr. Obvious bit where he thinks that he actually has to cut his leg off to be
a
pirate.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, yeah, the outfit isn't that much. The hat's not that much. The gun is a lot.
It turns
out it's hard to get a gun for a child.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to skip the gun part, do the badge and the fun sunglasses and the hat. And she got nails that match her hat.
Okay.
Your father has assigned me a Halloween costume that I can't tell anybody about. So
okay.
Thanks for bringing it up.
For one of the little girls or for him?
No, for me.
Oh, he's assigned you.
I have to dress
Tom's
up.
Tom's dressing us up now?
Well, everybody else has been dressed up, and so he's like, hey, you can't tell me no.
Watch me.
So no, it's on point, and it's
on
something
point. Okay.
That he's referenced.
He's usually on point.
Yeah. He's referenced a couple of times.
It's got to be like Julia Childs, like something kind of cooking related.
It's
maybe.
Not actually. No, it's something your dad loves, and your dad and I, if he's going to do his part of the costume, we are a married couple.
Are you a couple Jackie O?
Holzman, shut up.
Sorry. It's probably not. I think you're going to be Elvira. That's what it is. And then he'll be the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt, which he'd be really good at telling the stories.
Yeah. Alzi, what about you? Any costume ideas?
We're going to a Halloween party, dress-up party, and I'm going to be Nadja from What We Do in the Shadows, and Donald will be Laszlo.
No clue.
What We Do in the Shadows?
What is that?
Is that the one Chick loves?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the vampire TV show on FX.
He thinks it's
from
hilarious.
The movie. I love it. Matt Berry's a genius. It's just so good. Anything that Taika Waititi's been a part of. But the movie, the original movie, I didn't know about. I found out about that after the TV series, and it's very good.
Okay.
We're werewolves, not swearwolves. I got to say.
Okay.
That is all.
Okay.
I like that.
Are you dressing up, Jason?
Well, I'm not, but I am going to a pumpkin carving party for empty nester couples.
That is
we don't need
that's the saddest, cutest thing I've
we
ever
don't,
heard.
So specific. We don't need kids to have fun carving pumpkins. We will provide the pumpkins, drinks, and food. You bring the carving tools.
Do I count as empty nest?
Well,
I don't think it's
you never had a nest.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah. No,
but
I'm
there's
just
no kids
stating.
There. I want to carve a pumpkin.
These are parents whose children recently went to college. I imagine
kid is gone.
It's going to be a lot of goatees around, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop.
A lot of phone cases on the side of goatees.
What year do you think this is?
A lot of moms that are getting back into vaping. You know, they used to smoke.
Hey.
They found their daughter's vape during fall break.
Yeah. Oh, no. You have no idea how many of my mom friends have vapes that their kids don't know about.
What?
Yes. I can't get on board. And I love, nobody loves a cigarette like I do. Listen, I can't vape. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not.
It's harder to quit than cigarettes.
I'm not. You give me Marlboro Light and it's game on, but you can keep your vape. Yeah.
Wow.
But there's so many moms that just like, you'll see, they'll be drinking wine on the back porch. We're all talking, whatever. And they're just like, instinctively, they cover it up. And mm-hmm. they just take a puff off. I'm like, your kids aren't around. It's mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, lots of my friends.
God, you almost were channeling Tim Wilson there, but you give me a Marlboro Light, I'll show you a good time.
Yeah. that's my favorite version of me.
You know, Allsman had a great Halloween party years ago, probably mm-hmm. 10 years ago or so. And that was really the only time I've ever really dressed up as an adult.
And you guys did a great job. You and Matt came as a couple.
We came as a couple.
Who'd you go as?
And it was a complete surprise. I think we even said we weren't coming to your party.
I think so.
I think we said, sorry, can't make it. He and I went and got these costumes, and we were so excited. It was a hit.
I mean, they were amazing.
We knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, they opened up, and Matt and I were there as Bert and Ernie.
Yep. Oh, I totally remember this.
Amazing.
Yeah, that you nailed it. You nailed it.
It was awesome. And a really big surprise.
And a big surprise, yes. But I brought it up really to say her and Donnie were a killer.
Peggy Bundy and Al Bundy.
Very cool.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Did he go
get
with
her
like,
hair big and
is it like football
Donnie's.
Jersey Al Bundy or is it like?
Oh no, he was wearing the sad shoe salesman outfit.
Oh,
so
nice.
The blue button up, half untucked slacks.
Tie kind of off to the side.
He
had the face too. That
yeah.
He just
oh yeah, and he was
it.
Actually working. I think at Finish Line at the time, whether it was at corporate even he was the manager.
Yes.
Very funny. And then I was just in my leopard sweater, super tight, and my pants with my high
I've
heels,
seen that
walking around
good.
With my
yeah.
Peggy
yeah.
Bundy wig.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
It. So good.
I love dressing up.
I do too. I every year I love dressing up.
I have a group costume idea that I've pitched on this show. I think I might have heard it from somewhere else. Whenever I pitch it, no one ever laughs at it. I think it's very funny. It's two people. You're both wearing suits. And then everyone goes, oh, Men in Black? And you go, no, I'm Men in Black. He's Blues Brothers. Is that funny?
you didn't
communicate it properly?
Yeah.
That is such a... You're literally wanting... You're setting up the table to you to get a punchline.
Yeah.
As a comedian, it's perfect.
I don't know if you've ever said a more Tom Griswold thing.
Yeah. I think it's such a funny idea. And I keep pitching it to my buddy. He doesn't want to do it. I'm trying to do it with my girl. She doesn't want to
do it. She doesn't
want to do it? I think we're going to give it a shot. But
okay.
I think that it's such a funny move that you both did different group costumes.
But you're always prepared. If they come to you, the Blues Brothers, and then you flip it, right?
I'm Blues Brothers. She's Men in Black. Get it right.
That's good.
Get very angry about it.
But the Blues Brothers have hats, right?
That's true.
You have to wear a hat. So there is a different...
Don't ruin my...
No, I'm they have to take a hat off at some time.
That's totally valid.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, we're talking costumes. How about we go into a little Mr. O?
Welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I am your host, Mr. Obvious. A very special show today. It's our October special. We celebrate Halloween. Ooh. Let's take a call. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hi, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Obvious. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can I help, caller?
Well, my family loves Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, my problem concerns my son.
What's the problem, caller?
Well, he wants to go trick-or-treating this year as a princess.
And that worries you, caller?
Well, yeah, kind of, Mr. Obvious.
I see, because you think he might be having a gender identity crisis. Perhaps you fear that this is an early indication that he might be leaning toward a certain so-called alternative lifestyle. Don't worry, caller.
No, Mr. Obvious?
Yes?
I hadn't really thought much about that.
Well, what's the problem, then?
Well, it's the cost, Mr. Obvious.
The cost?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to seem like a cheapskate, but I don't know if I can... cough up $22,000 for a Halloween costume.
$22,000, caller? How is that possible?
Well, I've got it all figured out right here, Mr. Obvious. Numbers don't lie.
Well, why don't you run those numbers by me, caller?
All right, well, okay. I figure it's going to cost $19 for a gown.
Mm-hmm.
$8 for one of those little plastic tiaras.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about $12 for some of those princess shoes.
Okay, caller, I can do that in my head. We're at $39.
That's exactly what I got.
Where's the other $29,961 come in?
Oh, Well, yeah, that's for the sex change operation.
What? The sex change operation?
Yeah, it's pretty darn expensive, isn't it? The doctor is out to get
me. Expensive? That's not the point, caller. You don't have to have your child surgically altered to enhance his Halloween costume. Buy him the little dress and the tiara and the shoes, but don't castrate him, for God's sake.
Okay, well, that helps.
I'm so glad, caller. Now, listen, one thing Mr. Obvious always likes to remind parents of is to make sure when your kids go trick-or-treating, you walk around with them. Had you planned on doing that, caller?
No, not really, Mr. Obvious. Oh,
why not, caller?
Well, I hate to complain, but I've only got one leg, so it can be kind of difficult to walk around. You know?
Oh, caller, I am sorry. How did you lose your leg? Was it an accident, an illness?
No, not really, Mr. Obvious. See, last Halloween, I dressed up as a pirate.
Oh, no, caller, please tell me you didn't.
Yeah, I cut off my leg.
You cut off your leg just for a Halloween costume?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a costume party, and there's a $200 prize for that costume. $200, Mr. O, that's nothing to sneeze at.
But you maimed yourself, caller. My land, don't you miss your leg?
Duh, Mr. Obvious. Of course I miss my leg. Actually, I think I miss my eye even more.
Oh, my goodness, caller. You cut off your leg and poked out your eye just to win $200.
Yeah.
devoted listeners, I've never been happier in my entire life to say we're out of time. Until next time, this is Mr. Obvious. Goodbye.
It's going to cost you an eye and a leg, my friend.
Yeah.
That perfect costume.
Those are probably my two favorite characters. Like the voices, like I get the warm and fuzzy when I hear Dean and Mr. Caller. And yeah, I don't know. Those just always make me smile.
Yeah, it's like a movie you've seen 1,000 times.
Exactly.
You know every line, but you're having a bad day or it's raining or whatever. Turn it on, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
Exactly.
Mr. O gives me that.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Moving on, I guess.
I think, as Josh would say, does anyone have anything?
Willie, you didn't mention like costumes you had like when you were younger. Do you remember any that like stood out?
I did like a whole like duct tape suit kind of thing.
Okay.
Like I did a shirt and I had a cape and I think I did duct tape on to some pants. But I did that. That was kind of fun. I did 2 years ago. I did Frank Reich, the Colts coach, and it was like during COVID when he was wearing those glasses with like the little mask that went over it.
Yeah, okay.
That was kind of fun. That was a good time. I like hit my little vape and then I'd blow it in the little mask. And that was a lot of fun. I don't know. In college, I was a big like put on a flannel and do like a fake mustache with a Sharpie and be like a lumberjack or whatever.
That's an easy one, yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of like. There's a picture of me as a little baby wearing a clown suit. That's pretty funny.
Aww.
Yeah, maybe I'll post that when we release this episode.
Yeah.
I can't think of any like big ones, but definitely Power Rangers when I was really little.
Oh yeah.
Wait, which one were you?
I don't know. I was probably like the green one, I'd imagine.
Tommy, very nice.
Yeah, I wish I would have done a little bit of thinking prior to the recording this episode. I can't think of any like standout Halloween costumes I had as a kid.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like I dress up all the time, and I even have a list on my phone in the notes of like these would be killer Halloween costumes, and I just never do that.
Growing up, I think I was of the era the off the rack ones kind of became a thing.
Yeah,
a little
like
more
the generic. I'm a witch.
Yeah,
I'm a princess. It's a pink tablecloth.
Just you're wearing basically a garbage bag that fits your legs, and then something on the chest and a mask that was not comfortable.
Right,
too tight.
The string that goes around the head and just the plastic.
Yes. Mm.
So I just remembered from 12 to 15 every year, either on Halloween or when there was like a spirit day at school, I would always go as Gene Simmons.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
I read
full,
his book.
Full face makeup.
Full face and makeup.
That's awesome.
Big wig on. I read the book and I was like obsessed with him. His real name is Chaim Witz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a few things about the big guy. I would just do the face paint constantly. There's a bunch of pictures of me with Gene Simmons face paint.
Okay.
Did you do it yourself?
Yes.
Or did you get help?
I did it myself and it was very, very itchy. And I remember I did it before coming into work one time. So I got here at like 5:50 or whatever, sat here. Jimbo drove me to school. But the whole morning I was poking myself with a fork because you can't itch
just
it.
Trying to just get to it without rubbing it.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to kind of get to it. And then I would have to reapply the white makeup throughout the day.
That's so impressive, though, to do that makeup. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would just give up and be like, ugh.
It is. It's a lot.
Yeah. I'm a wouldn't even start guy.
Yeah, I was no I was a weird kid. How about that? How about you just say it that way?
You were the cool kid because I appreciate someone that would go to the effort and like care and not care about like not saying that people are judging you, but like there's some people who are like, oh, I can't do that. I'm too cool to dress up.
Oh, no. Never.
Whatever. Come on. Have fun.
Yeah. I will always dress up.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through and looking at my last few Halloween costumes, and a lot of times I made my family participate in a whole Halloween thing. So last year, what was last year? I was Rosie the Riveter. That was an easy one. I was Rosie the Riveter. The year before that, Addie and I went as a very specific scene from Friends. She was Rachel. I was Monica. We had the costume. And then the year before that, my son, for a very long time, had long hair, like down to his collarbone, right? And we went as Jesus and Mary. Mm. And we won. We won every Halloween party we went to.
And there's a few families that don't talk to you anymore.
That's 100% true. But you know what? He ended up wearing that costume to a high school football game on a Friday night. And he has a picture of him with all the police officers in our county. And he's like this in the front of them. And they're all lined up on both sides of him. Like
so Jess
disciples.
So loved her only son that she sent him to a high school football game.
Yeah, there's that.
That's fun, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we always, we've done Scooby-Doo characters. We've done that before. That was a fun
Zoinks.
One.
Zoinks.
Yeah.
You guys carving pumpkins yet? We got jack-o'-lanterns around the house. What you got?
I don't do mine until the week of because I don't want to get rotten if it gets too warm, you know?
Yeah, we don't have any pumpkins yet. Just a little one for Riri that has like a cat painted on it because the farmer's market we went to.
Oh, had him. Yeah.
Had them, but all the other pumpkins, I mean, I'm all about supporting local, but it was like a $20, $25 pumpkin. I'm like, dude, I can get it for $6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go to another local store because it's right by me. So,
dude, I can get it for $6.
You're yelling it's a 17-year-old child. He's the farmer's son.
Right.
I was like, that's fine, but like, I'll take this
Your art's
little
not
baby
that good.
Pumpkin okay. with a cat on it. Yeah. It's cute.
Well, I'm going to my lame empty nester party this weekend.
I'm going to need a full report back on this. I'm very curious about it.
You better be using super sharp knives since there's no children there and like chiseling out the most artistic design you can come up with.
I'm not real artistic. So.
I'm going to have to show you one that I did that was just like off the charts. Okay. It was amazing. It was like a face in the thing and he's biting an apple and the pumpkin. It's my best pumpkin
and
to date.
Was it from a trace that you did?
Or no,
this you just
was
visualized
freehand.
It and you
this
did
was freehand.
It?
That's awesome.
There's no way I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do triangles for eyes, triangle for the nose.
Nothing wrong with the classic.
Yeah.
Are people going to be boozing a lot? Is that the whole point of this thing?
You know what? The people I'm going with, they're not. It's not like it's a big boozer crowd, but I'm guessing there'll be some wine flowing.
This is a swingers party, isn't
no,
it?
No,
that's what I was going to say.
Oh my gosh, is someone going
to. Someone's going to bring a pineapple to do a jack-o'-lantern.
Put your keys in the pumpkin.
Oh, my gosh.
You know the great thing about producing this?
Because who else would call it an empty nester? No one would. This is you're a swinger.
This is the great thing about producing this is I can edit out any part of it that I want.
Only a person going to a swingers party that wouldn't want us to know about it would edit this out.
Could you imagine if I turned out to be a big swinger?
I don't even die. Know what we would just be like.
I would
knew?
Die.
You know what? I know you have some kind of secret, but I can't put my finger on it. I know you got something going
on. Like you got a secret, buddy.
Yeah. I bet you have other men's watches in a bucket somewhere in your closet. Yeah. You know? They're like little trophies for you.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is that a Dahmer thing?
It could have been a murder thing. I was also thinking it's the men that your family swings with.
Yeah.
So like you take their watch. It's like, well, you got my wife. Now I get your watch. Yeah. That was so insensitive. I shouldn't have brought your wife into this. But the whole premise of it was that.
Well, sorry. I even said that to you. I take it back.
You have one moment of relation. You get to keep the watch. Is that how that works?
Yeah,
I'm keeping Mr. Smith's watch because I had Mrs. Smith.
Exactly.
It's one time.
It's like a trophy. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
You know, I bet we're gonna get some email from some freaky swingers. I might not be totally wrong here.
I have an outdoor pillow that has a pineapple on it, and I will just put it at friends' houses on their front porch, like they got.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh yeah. If it's upside down, so I'll flip it upside down and put it on there.
People I didn't even
and
know
their
this.
Little rules.
Yeah. It is. It's silly.
We swing if there's a pineapple upside down.
It's an invitation. It's an invitation.
Like Reddit thread, like, here's what you got, swingers, and then people know the signs to look for. Like, how, okay. how do you know?
Do you just knock if they have the pillow and say, hey, but you have to, like, bring a casserole the first time? Like,
You knock, but your pants are down when they open the door.
Hey, guess what's in the casserole, sweetheart?
And if they like what they see through their Simply Safe doorbell camera, they'll open the door.
I would be curious. I'm not curious to swing, but there's I think there are a lot of people that do swing. Like in our community, like it's a thing. We have had 3 divorces that were from swinging. Like they ended up swapping partners.
Oh my God.
Completely. Like legally swapping partners.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. So crazy.
Ding dong. Oh, Willie's here with his dick in a box.
No, I am way too. I could never.
I could never.
Yeah, one woman is terrifying enough. I don't need to bring another woman and a guy in there, too.
And you know what? I don't. All of my friends' husbands are ugly. I mean, honestly, like, there's not even anyone that I would fantasize about.
That's so Look mean. At you, Troy. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope there's not a Troy.
Well, maybe Troy will be at your little pumpkin party. Your little pumpkin party. I am out of gas right now. Now we're talking pumpkins, and we're talking our man, Donnie Baker.
Hi, man. It's Donnie Baker. You know, one of the coolest things about Halloween is jack-o'-lanterns. But carving one, man, ain't as easy as you think. That's why so many of them look stupid, and I'd say it right to their face. Uh-huh. But since I probably know more about stabbing giant fruit than anybody I know of, I thought I'd give a few tips to help you get started. First, man, this ain't like building a snowman where you can add boobs or a Log Johnson. Yeah. So you got to think of other ways to get people's attention. Right. You'll need to use your imagination, and nothing fires up the old brainstorm like chugging a PBR before you start. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it does. Mm-hmm. First rule of thumb, never let a little kid handle a knife.
Right.
Unless he seems to know what he's doing, or he's done time in juvie. Or if he watches a lot of martial arts films, then he's probably cool.
Oh, yeah.
Next, using an ice cream scooper makes it easy to clean out the gooey guts of the pumpkin. Everybody knows it. And this also helps if you want to pack gut balls to store in the freezer until Halloween night. Then you can whip them at the houses of any cheap asses and hand out Necco wafers, candy corn, or other clearance table crap, Mitchell. Yeah. Don't be afraid to use real people as a model for your jack-o'-lantern. Mm-hmm. For example, if you know some skank with triangle eyes and 3 gaps in her teeth, then half your work's already done anyways. The sad part is, that describes like 4 women Scotty Winkler used to date. I swear to God it does. And of course, man, you don't have to carve just faces at all. I mean, there's no rule that says you can't carve words into a pumpkin. You got rights.
Sure.
Just imagine, man. You're coming up on a dark walk on a Halloween night, and waiting by the front door on the porch is a giant pumpkin giving off an eerie glow. Mm-hmm. And you can just barely make out the gruesome and ghoulish words through the fogs, because carved into the pumpkin it says, boat for sale. I mean, that's the kind of thing that would make anyone whiz on themselves. I swear to God it would. Oh, and after Halloween, when it's time to throw your jack-o'-lantern away, save the lids to them. They make great air hockey paddles. I swear to God they do. I gotta go.
Why is that air hockey paddles visual so gross?
I don't know.
I don't play air hockey, and now I'm thinking of a little pumpkin juice flying through the little holes in there.
Yeah.
Ugh, well, there's Donnie. Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
Jess, I assume you do pumpkin seeds. Do you roast them up?
Oh, my gosh. I have a great pumpkin seed recipe, season mix that I do. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what's the recipe?
No, it's the seasoning that I... Yeah, okay. it's the seasoning that I put on them. I got a spicy and a mild.
Is it kind of like a Chex Mix kind of savory?
The mild one is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And
that sort of flavor.
Yeah, and then the spicy one, I would say, leans more... like cumin and red pepper, so it would be more Latin. Hmm. If you want to go that direction.
I used to think it was called cumin. I think I learned it like 5 years ago. It was cumin. I saw this birthday card. It was hilarious, and it's this little girl going, "What the hell is cumin?" Because she's trying to like bake a cake or something. Right. And I thought it was so funny. Sent it to my friend, and then I told her about it. I'm like, I can't believe it's dirty. This little girl. She goes, "It's pronounced cumin,
yeah."
And I was like, you're putting me on. What? Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty dumb.
This is why we haven't done a podcast in 3 months, because we've tried to teach you. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know how to pronounce a lot of things.
No, it's C-U-M.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I can't help with the brain sinking.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, no. Everybody sees it. Not everybody says it.
I'm not growing a cumin outside. Come on.
And if you care about how people pronounce spices, get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
That is 100% me, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it's turmeric. It's
really?
Not turmeric. It's
turmeric.
Turmeric.
What about
term?
Paprika? Paprika?
Paprika? Paprika, yeah.
I used to hear it like paprika, like paprika.
And with then an extra and all R, yeah.
Now it's paprika. Paprika? Always, like pap smear.
I just call it red dust.
Just like pap smear.
Yeah. Just, exactly. Exactly the same. The paprika to pap smear pipeline has well been established. It's not a Venn diagram. It's just one circle is what that is.
Yes.
Is there actual any good use for coriander?
The heck is that?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to think about that one.
Meaning you don't use it?
I don't.
So if you're not using it.
Yeah. Now I've got to do some research.
I thought coriander is the thing you put the spaghetti through when you want to get the pasta water out of there.
Yeah.
No.
Colander honey.
Oh. Okay. I was kind of freestyling over
here. Oh, you got a honey.
Yeah, honey, that makes you feel like a dumbass, doesn't it? I hate getting that.
Oh,
yeah,
honey.
That's the equivalent of, that's the Midwestern version of bless your heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do like pumpkin spice stuff. I do like the seasonality. You know, Tom mentions that a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, tomatoes in August, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I like a little something with pumpkin. And hey, see you next year.
Right. Okay.
That's kind of how I like it.
Yeah.
You
just, yeah. Yeah. I'll probably get one a season.
I'll
something.
Get a little something, you know,
maybe
something
a hot
here and there.
Chocolate with some pumpkin. No, I don't like pumpkin and chocolate. I'm very much against that.
My daughter
that
brought over, you know, like those vanilla wafers.
Yes, I
you know,
love
like,
those.
Like those.
The long ones, yes.
My daughter brought over some pumpkin spice ones.
Okay, I'll
and it had a nice, light, mild taste.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
See you next year. We'll try them again.
Yeah, I like pumpkin pie, pumpkin bars.
Can we circle back? Jess, you just got in an argument with yourself. You said, no, I'm not a pumpkin spice latte. Maybe like a hot chocolate little actually, no, never. I never mix those
never.
Two things.
No, I hate pumpkin and chocolate.
Yeah,
I don't think those go together.
No,
that's odd.
I agree.
That's
I agree.
Really weird. That was one of my biggest fights on Twitter when we were talking about that once, and I was like, hey, how do you eat your pumpkin spice pumpkin, and everybody was like, pumpkin brownies, and I was like, you're disgusting, quit following me.
What about pumpkin pie, but it's got like a chocolate crust? Is that anything, or is that too much?
I wouldn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
I won't entertain it. No,
I won't. Like I guess I'm a traditionalist. Like, give me a real pumpkin pie with a homemade crust and some fresh whipped cream.
I will take a pecan pie with chocolate worked into it.
Yes,
I have
done that. I have made that. Yeah, for sure.
Because I love the peanut butter pie with a chocolate crust.
Mm-hmm. I can make you one of those.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, ooh. I've been wanting to do a chocolate pie peanut butter pie layer situation. Oh. Yeah.
You need anybody to test that recipe. You know where I am.
You'll lick the bowl.
That sounds great.
See, now I want pecan pie. That's
pecan
my,
pie? Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I love pecan pie. Like, yeah. We could go to a buffet and I could overeat and walk out. And if you had pecan pie right there, I'd go, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Little Cool Whip.
Cheesecake with cherries on top is how I feel. That's my pie.
Boy, cherries really bump
Game
it
changer.
Up.
Game changer. Yes. Shapiro's here in the city. That's where you go.
Oh,
let's go.
Yes.
I love Shapiro's.
I know I do too.
I love cheesecake.
In Shapiro's, they have the desserts before the restaurant food.
They know what they're doing.
Because usually you get like, you're like, okay, I'll get a pastrami sandwich and I'll get the coleslaw and a bag of chips and I don't need a dessert. But at Shapiro's, I get a brownie and a cookie and pie.
Yeah.
And then I have to think about, oh, I'm going to get the turkey on the egg roll. Love Shapiro's.
Do you ever just get Jello when you're at like
I always want to get the Jello there.
What I get there that I don't get anywhere else is I'll get the Jello with the fruit inside of it.
Yeah, there's something
about a cafeteria
line. I make it at home.
With the bananas?
That's how old of a man I am.
My grandma
no bananas.
Yeah.
What?
No, I do
take
the fruit.
Take that to your pumpkin party, will you?
I get such grief at home when I'm doing that.
Do you make that?
Rightfully so.
While you yell at children for skateboarding?
No kidding.
Get out of there, you punks.
Wait, what fruit are you putting in there? If you don't do bananas, what, raisins? Or?
No, I'll do. I'll cut up fresh grapes and
grapes.
Whatever strawberries. Maybe throw blueberries in there, like fresh fruit. Not
so you don't like bananas? Is it because they change colors?
A can of crushed pineapple.
Yeah,
that's the base.
Like 5-cup salad.
Then you can just do pretty simple. So Willie at Shapiro's. Since we're talking food, I think it's off menu. But have you ever had the PLT?
Pastrami, lettuce, and tomato?
Yes, and they fry it up a little bit extra.
Crisp up the edges,
Like bacon.
Yeah. I've never had that, but Steingold's in Chicago, they do, it's called an egg on a roll with pastrami,
ooh.
And it's just out of this world. Pastrami has been limited too long for the conventional pastrami sandwich. It can be pastrami is for everything. Yeah. It's for everybody too.
What's the diner in Chicago I always go to when I'm up there? Is it like 23 or 13 or?
There's the Chicago Diner, is the vegan spot. I like Stella's Diner on Broadway. Yeah. I'm not sure though.
I'll have to look. There's a place we always go when we're up there.
Very nice.
Well, I think that we're all really proud of this last break that we did. It was very good.
Sorry, everyone's
great
hungry.
Transitions. But now here is a bit that Josh is really proud of.
Hey, Anna Lee. Great Halloween party.
Thanks, Colin. But nobody's eating. I guess they're tired of the same old chips and dip.
Sounds like you need to spice things up.
How?
With something different and exciting you might not have tried before. It's the perfect snack for Halloween because it comes in bags shaped like ghosts. It's called Boo Food.
Boo Food?
That's right. They're like Fritos, but they're shaped like Cheerios. Cornholes you can enjoy by the fistful.
I'll admit, I am curious, but I'm not sure I'm ready to get Boo Food.
Well, I'll be honest, it can be uncomfortable at first, but eventually you'll grow to love it. Oh, sure. Just bum rush your local grocery store and aim straight for the rear.
And that's where I'll get Boo Food?
Yep. Now, you might only be able to take a little at first, but once you're used to it, you'll be able to take it all.
I'm still not sure getting Boo Food is something I'd like.
Here's an idea. Let's talk to your friends. I bet some of them have gotten Boo Food before.
Hey, Fanny, you ever gotten Boo Food?
Oh, sure. I wasn't interested at first, but Frank practically begged me to try it. So eventually I loosened up and let him give it to me.
Did you like it?
I mean, I don't want to get Boo Food every day, but yeah.
How about you, Rose? Do you ever get Boo Food?
Only when I'm on my period!
So, Annalie, what do you say?
You know what, Colin? Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Pierce Bottoms, president and CEO of Lil Bugger Snack Foods. From pink donuts to sticky buns, we've got your ass covered.
So, Annalie, now that you're getting Boo Food, how do you feel?
Oh,
Boo Food. We got a really cool job, don't we?
We do.
We have a very cool job.
Poor Spangle at the end there. My goodness.
Last Halloween, this was running on VIP. And I was like, hey, I don't know if you guys know, but you know, this Boo Food bit, this is running on VIP. And they're like, yeah, we know. And I was like, yeah, you want it there? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, eh, I pass.
Who wants it more? The VIP people, right?
I guess. That and add a girl knee pads. I feel like maybe we can take those off. I don't know. Just a thought.
You know, Jess is kind of the mom of the show around here anyway, but boy, someday she goes a little too far.
What?
You know, maybe we should not be playing these.
Okay.
If I was writing a sketch and there had to be like an old sketch or an old bit that was offensive, add a girl knee badge is number one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Out of context.
Thank you.
Is so funny.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Deeply offensive.
Yes. And when you hear it, you're like, oh, man.
Because you can figure it out pretty easy.
Yeah. That one's rough.
Oh, my gosh. I think I've told this story on the pod before, but when we had to interview Sarah Fisher at the Indy 500, and it took forever to get her, and then just historic, one of the first women to ever race in the Indy 5, and there was some communication issue, and the bit that they played right before we talked to her was shirtless girl.
Yeah. No way.
Right, and Mark going, hey, we got to give her the headphones to prep for the interview. And she's a great sport. She's been in here before. Yeah. She's super cool.
She knows.
She would not have been offended. She gets what we're all about here.
Yeah.
But I go, oh, no, I'm not giving her these headphones.
No.
Right.
Not ever.
Yeah.
And now an important message from your friends at Frigamall Orthopedic Laboratories.
Oh,
hi, Brenda. Ready to go jogging?
Sorry, Christy. I can't. Ready? Didn't you notice I'm limping?
What happened? Did you blow a knee out?
Well, my knees do hurt.
What do you mean?
Well, we were on our way home last night, and Bob started feeling romantic.
Started feeling
so
romantic.
We pulled down the gravel road, and today, my knees are really killing me.
Girlfriend, I've got just the thing for you. They're
all
called Attagirl knee pads.
With their soft, cushiony padding, you can say goodbye to sore and scraped knees. Attagirl knee pads fit
There's
right in your purse,
that, right?
So you can take them anywhere.
Oh, wait.
Perfect for a Friday night date or that important job interview.
Hey, Brenda, how'd it go last night?
Listen, well, my knees feel great. But,
they make
do
lozenges?
The Attagirl people make lozenges?
Yeah.
You whore.
Christy says you whore.
Order today, and you'll receive a free helmet.
Oh, my God.
You'll love wearing this stylish tabletop helmet with its
tabletop
flat level
helmet
surface,
for his beer.
Big enough to hold his beer, remote control, and a magazine.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, you guys.
With the whore and with Christy saying, girlfriend. I can tell you, that should be in an example book of just dialogue for women written by men.
Exactly.
You can just tell immediately.
Yes. Oh, I have never jokingly called a girlfriend a whore.
Here, you want to hear? Here's how the bit should have went. Hey, uh-oh. Jess, what's wrong? What's going on? You look tired.
You know, my boyfriend, he was feeling very romantic last night, so we pulled off on this gravel road.
Yeah,
so I could him off.
Oh, okay. And was it okay? Like, did he finally finish, or is he still having that want problem?
Yeah, I know, right? It took forever.
What does he want?
I know, my God, what a pain in the ass.
It's like, we get it. Stop trying to pretend.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That took a turn. No, I feel like there is probably a more powerful, like an empowering version of that we could do, right?
Mm-hmm. We could do this. And then you got yours, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, that happened.
Well, I will say...
Yeah, I did. I got mine when I got home, got in the shower.
There you go.
We got to cut all this out.
At a boy knee pads.
At a boy knee pads.
He pulled over and said, why don't you go and this... And you're like, can you cut all this out?
I can't have this. You said I'm the mom of the show. Well, I'm a mom in real life. I can't do this.
Radio
this is bad.
Edit.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
All of it. No,
it's fine.
We'll come up with one.
Yeah. We're having fun.
We could do one. It was, yeah.
Oh, you're finally listening now. Knee pads. Like, I don't know. I gotta think of something.
Right. We'll think of
stupid
something.
Stupid boys.
But it was funny because at one point I was like, hey, Drew, this is on there. And Drew's like, yeah, it is. Okay.
It does have the ridiculousness, because when you say Atta whatever, it's kind of like that arm aw shucks.
It is.
Atta girl.
I know.
Good job.
It is supposed to be empowering.
I think they kind of nailed it, don't you think, Willie?
Hey, I
get it.
I'm trying to be productive. I'm less Atta girl, more Adderall. Know what I'm saying? That's how we do it, baby. If you're in Indy this week, I'm at Helium on Thursday. If you're in Cincinnati, anywhere around it, go see Josh record his record in Cincinnati, in Cincinnati, as I call it.
Big laughs for Josh. Mm-hmm. Give him nothing but big laughs.
It'll be fun. It'll be very fun. But yeah, we're happy to be back. Thank you for listening. Any closing words before we get out of here, gang?
No, happy Halloween, and we want a full report on the pumpkin carving.
I'm telling you all,
delight.
Nothing. Swinging or not. That should be pretty benign, I'm guessing, too.
I wish I had something better, but that's, yeah.
Mm. Hey, if you dress up this Halloween season as anything Bob and Tomish or Donnie Bakerish, you know, tag Bob and Tom on all your social media platforms, because we love to see those things, or tag us on social media.
You know,
I really do like seeing that.
Yeah. I do too. And this is another favorite time of year is Weird Al. People love dressing up as Weird Al, and he will show all the people. Like, people will send him, and he'll make a big collage of all these little kids that look like Weird
cute.
Al. Yeah, it's great. So similarly, do it with the Bob and Tom.
I love it when people dress up their little kids as Bob and Tom. Those are my favorite ones.
I love seeing a little baby with a Dodger hat and a cigarette in his mouth.
Yes.
That's so good. Cute. No, that's bad.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for listening. We love you a lot. See you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.